because you're not going to be able to exercise away a disease, and you're not going to be able to exercise away your poor nutrition. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately.
Happiness, success, freedom, energy, fun, balance, strength, peace. It all stems from our physical and emotional well-being. You're in the right place for a healthy discussion with experts to show you the way. This is Be Well, a podcast from Crossover Health. Not sick is not enough. Being well is a movement to get the most we want out of life. In each of our episodes, we pick a health or lifestyle topic, bring in one of our doctors from the front lines, and have a real conversation. Be well, do good, enjoy life.
What's up, everyone? This is Dan Lord, Regional Medical Director for Crossover Health. You're in the right place for a healthy discussion. Just a reminder, the following presentation is for informational purposes only, not intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice. Please do not apply any of this info without first speaking with your doctor. A few weeks ago, we kicked off a special four-part series on weight management. So you'll hear from a doctor, a psychologist, a health coach, a fitness coach about how they help members achieve their weight goals. Today, we have Brendan Rierich, Crossover Fitness Program Manager, here to wrap up our weight management series. Brendan's personal mission is to spread the positive byproducts of coaching and movement by using strength and conditioning as his platform. As a member of the Crossover Care team for the past 4 years, he is on a mission to make physical activity the new most commonly prescribed drug. With a degree in kinesiology from the University of Massachusetts, Brendan got his start at Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning in Woburn, Massachusetts. The growth-focused environment at MBSC motivated Brendan in a way he had never experienced. Over a few short years, he progressed to become the program director and earned his massage therapy license. Soon thereafter, he started an education company with four coworkers called Certified Functional Strength Coach. In just 3 years, Certified Functional Strength Coach has certified over 8,000 trainers in over 20 countries. Brendan, welcome. That was a really long bio. You've been busy.
I have been busy, and thank you for having me on, Dan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, great to have you on. I've known you for a long time. And we worked really hard to kind of put this vision into place where strength and conditioning is part of the care team. It's part of how we take care of our members. And that's always been a goal of yours.
Yeah. And 4 years ago, we had that discussion on how we can integrate strength and conditioning or fitness into a preventative care model. And that's what brought me on the Crossover, and Crossover's mission was very much part of my mission, which is to make physical activity one of the most prescribed drugs in the world, because physical activity has many, many proven benefits that everyone could utilize as a member at Crossover Health.
Let's take a moment and maybe just get the history of Brendan Rierich before you met me and before you joined Crossover. Because I think it is really important to kind of give your journey and why it's so important that we're talking today. You worked with Coach Mike Boyle, one of the most famous strength and conditioning coaches, one of the founders of the current science. And that led you to build this Certified Functional Strength Coach program. Can you tell us a little bit about what is a Certified Functional Strength Coach?
Yeah, so my original plan and why I got into strength and conditioning was because I wanted to be in the NFL as a young man. My goal was to play in the NFL, and when I realized I wasn't going to make it there, I thought one of the best ways to win a Super Bowl ring would be to become a coach. And strength and conditioning and being in the gym and working on my body to be better at athletics is what got me into the profession. And come to find out, after hearing from many strength coaches who work with professional teams for a living, I found out that was not actually what I wanted to do. It's a lot of hours, and you don't get to necessarily do the things that you would think you get to do working with professional athletes. And that led me to Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning Gym in Woburn, Massachusetts, where you get to work with everybody from the age of 11 to the age of my oldest client there was 85. So I got to work with everybody from all experience levels, and we did it all within a system that met people where they're at. So what I mean by that is, in our programming, we never ever put somebody in a position where they would not be successful or get injured. But we also never put anybody in a position where they would be held back by somebody within a group setting either. And that's what led us to this certified functional strength coach. So you could say we train the trainers, and we took this philosophy and this system that we built to help each individual wherever they're at in their journey, right? So we've got people who are just beginning. We've got people who have worked out for a long time. We have people who are 50 plus. We have people who are 30 or less. And so we want to be able to help everybody, but also make sure, again, that we don't put them in a position where they could get hurt or injured or not be successful, or put them in a position where they're not going to be challenged and we hold them back by too much.
I think the brilliance of the system is that it actually challenges you in the right way, to your point, wherever you are. Professional athletes use this system all over. You know, it's all based on functional movement. It's all based on the science of strength and conditioning, but you kind of marry amazing coaching practices and standardizing the way coaching happens.
Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate that. And I continue on what you said a little bit. I think what a lot of people find is that when they work with us, they have this idea that there's a lot of things that they can't do. And we say, no, you can squat. Right. Everybody can squat. It's just what variation of the squat can you do? So depending on, again, where you're at, we might have, if I have a group of five people, I might have somebody doing a barbell squat over here. I have somebody doing a dumbbell squat. I have somebody doing a body weight squat. And then I have somebody, as you mentioned, the 85-year-old is doing an assisted squat using a band. Everybody is squatting.
I'm not even telling people about my assisted squats.
No, I wouldn't let anyone know about those.
I appreciate that. So this is our weight management series. Clearly, your program plays a big role in how we want to, you know, the journey of our members. Let's talk about fitness for a second, because it's really important to you and how your strength and conditioning program fits in. How do you meet people where they are? How do you determine their goals? How do they start?
So the best way to start with us here at Crossover is the free fitness assessment that we offer every member. And in that fitness assessment, the first 15 minutes, we spend time just discussing you, where you're at, what your current fitness journey has been like, what your previous fitness journey was like, what equipment that you have access to, because those things, your goals, the equipment, your current and your past fitness experience is going to dictate what we can and can't do. There's this discussion that happens during that fitness assessment that we will go back and forth and work something out that you can commit to, that follows your goals. And then we're going to help build something out for you that is simple to do and accessible for you to do. And the goal is consistency. So can you commit to it? Can you do it? Because the World Health Organization recommends that we get 150 minutes of moderate activity or 75 minutes of high intensity activity per week and 2 days a week of strength training. So with those as our parameters, how are we going to get that in? And maybe that involves walking 2 or 3 days a week while you strength train at home 2 days a week. Maybe you have access to an apartment gym, which is going to change our programming, or you have access to a big Globo gym that you can go to at any time. Okay. We all have our preferences as well. So maybe you like to row. Maybe you like to run. Maybe you don't like to row. Maybe you don't like to run. So therefore, I'm going to build those things into the programming for you. So for the next 30 minutes of our assessment, we then take you through 8 exercises that we've deemed helpful for helping us give you the best recommendation or product possible. So these exercises, there's a couple flexibility exercises, there's a couple strength exercises, there's a few cardiovascular exercises. It's nothing that, again, you wouldn't, that everybody is not able to do. The only things you need to complete the fitness assessment are a chair. And even if you didn't have a chair, we could find a way around that. And then based off of these eight exercises, we can then give you an even better recommendation of, hey, we might want to start with some personal training, or you're ready for our classes, or we might want to avoid running right now, stuff like that. So that fitness assessment is the best way to begin. And it is, you get one free per year as a member at Crossover Health.
Yeah. I experienced taking one of your fitness assessments. Really simple, set up my laptop in my living room with just a little bit of space. And, you know, you took me through, or one of your trainers took me through, you know, a set of exercises and flexibility tests, also a good measure. And I can imagine if you're exercising for the first time or feel intimidated, it would not be intimidating. It's very easy. And I think the coach really dials in the exercise parameters to help that person kind of be successful and also be safe all the time.
And again, the assessment itself is also a very good example of how we can challenge you or also provide other options. So within that assessment, based off of what you've explained to us in the first 15 minutes, we can call audibles and say, hey, I noticed you said you had knee pain. Like, let's make sure you see a physical therapist first, and we're going to skip the squats in the assessment. I'm not going to force you to do squats. Or you might say, every time I do a push-up, it hurts my shoulder. Okay, we're not going to try any push-ups then during the assessment. So again, the assessment is also a way that we can call an audible. And again, during the assessment, it's very simple. It's very safe. All you need is a space you can lie down with your arms above your head and stand up with your arms above a head, and a chair. Any chair works. And we can do the entire 45-minute assessment. And then after the assessment, you receive a PDF with all our recommendations, how the assessment went. And from there, we then follow up and we say, hey, we need to meet again in 2 days. We need to meet again in a week, 4 weeks, depending on what it is you told us your goals are, where you're beginning, and what it is that we've recommended.
Awesome. So let's personalize it a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories about members that you've worked with that, you know, you want to share and kind of show the power of the system?
Yeah, the person that comes to mind, this gentleman came in and his cholesterol was double of what it should have been. So he had done a bunch of blood work. He had mentioned that he was just found out that him and his wife are going to have their second kid, and he was not feeling good. He felt very out of shape. He was getting out of breath walking upstairs, and he said he came to one of our physicians first. And so we went in and we met during his physical. And we said, hey, we're here to help however we can. And he committed to start 2 days a week with personal training. And then 3 days a week, he would ruck. So rucking is hiking with a weighted backpack on or a weighted vest. So he would ruck 3 days a week for 60 minutes on his own. He didn't need us for that. He could just throw on his backpack, throw on a heart rate monitor, and backpack with, I think it was he started out with a 10-pound backpack. And over 3 months' time, he worked to a 40-pound backpack. And he trained twice a week for 3 months. And he lost 29 pounds in that three-month time period. Most importantly is he cut his cholesterol in half. So he went from being double the cholesterol to being in the normal standard range, which to me is even more important because, yes, it's again, it's health and fitness. It's not fitness and health. Okay, so health is what brought him to us, was cholesterol levels. And then he felt the need to lose a little bit of weight so he could be more present as a father, right? So those were his main goals. And he committed, came twice a week, every week, and then did the stuff he needed to do on his own. So again, it's part us being guide, and then you are the one that gets to express it and experience it. That was probably, I think, the biggest kind of light bulb also for our medical teams of like, wow, physical activity in just a 3-month time span, not only can you lose that type of weight, but you can also change your heart health, your cardiovascular health, and we have access to blood work, which you wouldn't get, say with a personal trainer in a gym. Maybe you would have to go get that somewhere else. So it's almost like one-stop shopping, which is huge for as a trainer for me to be like, hey, go get blood work 6 months from now, and let's see how things have changed internally, not just externally.
It's awesome. And like I said, so inspiring. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit,
yeah,
and talk about solutions for our listeners here. You know, maybe they're exercising for the first time, or maybe they have exercised in their life, but the last couple of years have changed the course of a lot. And maybe you got out of your habit. I'd love to hear some advice on goals, how to start. You know, if you want to start exercising at your house, what equipment do you need? Mm-hmm. What are your recommendations?
Yeah. All right. So everybody's got this little snowball, and the way that snowball starts to get packed is different for all of us. And I mentioned, for me, it's health and fitness. It's not fitness and health. So fitness is not the best place to start. Usually you got to make sure you got your blood work and any sort of disease, nutrition, lifestyle habits. We want that in check first, because you're not going to be able to exercise away a disease, and you're not going to be able to exercise away your poor nutrition. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately. Now, this little snowball I'm talking about can be, for me personally, it's sleep. When I get 7.5 hours of sleep, that starts my snowball rolling down the hill. Okay, so the snowball rolling down the hill starts to gain steam, and it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger as it gets down the hill. So for me, when I sleep 7.5 hours, I have lots of energy. When I have lots of energy, I want to get it out, and that means I'm going to have a really good workout that day. And when I have a really good workout that day, I don't want to ruin it by eating poor foods. Also, when I sleep really well, I don't crave as much sugar as well. So I eat better, I feel better, and I can work out harder. And I got this snowball effect. Okay. For some of us, it's going to be knee pain. I get my knee pain. I start to get that under control with my physical therapist or my chiropractor. My knee's feeling better, and my trainer, whoever that is, has helped me build out a program where I can still work out my good knee, my upper body, my core, my cardiovascular system. So my knee pain is diminishing while my fitness is increasing. And all of a sudden, I feel better, which means I sleep better at night because I'm more tired at night. Also, I know I have to get up and work out the next day, so I'm going to go to bed earlier. And now I don't want to ruin that because I'm gonna eat better so that I don't affect my workouts and my sleep. All right. So for then other people are gonna be, hey, I eat a salad every day. When I eat a salad every day, oh, all of a sudden I feel better and I've dropped 5 pounds. Okay, let's start walking more. And now because I walk more and I eat better and my stomach doesn't hurt as much because I got my nutrition in check, I sleep better. I'll give another example of a client that I had. He was seeing one of our mental health therapists, and his big thing was anxiety. He had too much anxiety throughout the day. He had a resting heart rate of 120. Okay, so that's like running in your sleep or running while you're standing in place. The goal is to not be above 80. 80 would be considered relatively high for a lying down resting heart rate. His was 120. He got a different anxiety medication, and his resting heart rate went down to 75. which means he has much less anxiety, which means he has better workouts, which means he doesn't fear coming to the gym anymore, which means he sleeps better, which means, so his goal snowball actually ended up being the correct medication that brought down his resting heart rate that helped him sleep better because he had less sleep apnea. And again, so there's this snowball effect, and everybody is going to be a little bit different, and everybody is going to enter into that system in a different place. So again, is it seeing a behavioral health therapist? Is it seeing your physician and getting blood work? Is it seeing a physical therapist and working on your knee pain? Or is it coming to me first? Maybe you say, hey, I've seen my physician. They say I'm healthy. I think I eat pretty well. Like, I just don't know what to do at my home. During COVID times, I'm stuck at my house. The gym down the road is closed. I want to exercise, but I don't know what to do. Right. So that's, again, where we come in. And I actually have this little document that says how to make your own gym for less than $75 at your house. So it's five things. It's really simple. It's a pad that you can kneel on. It's a yoga block. It's sliders and mini bands, and then one long jump stretch band, and then a jump rope. So six things. And that will cost.
So people know sliders. Yeah. Sliders are little plastic discs.
Yeah.
That you use to slide on one foot or to create a more slidey surface for a movement.
Right.
And jump stretch bands are like a giant thick rubber band for resistance.
For resistance, correct. And you can use those items for a multitude of exercises. And what I suggest to most people, and what I've been doing the most during my fitness assessment, is this: Coach Brendan, I know I need to exercise and I want to exercise, but I'm stuck in my house and I don't know what to do. What do I do? So here's this list. It's under $75. It'll all be at your house in less than 2 days. Here's, now based off of your goals, your previous history, any current injuries you have, I use those six items to build you out a workout program. I want you to do that workout program for 4 weeks. It takes your body about 4 weeks to adapt to an exercise or a workout program. And then in 4 weeks, we're going to check in again and say, hey, okay, we're going to continue on this, or I need harder exercises, or hey, I want to add a day every week, or Coach Brendan, this is way too easy. I feel relatively fit now, like I feel stronger, but I need something more difficult. And that's where I'm going to say, well, we need resistance. So we're going to have to go get either buy some weights, or you're going to have to join a gym. But again, we have that 4 week almost like interview test period where you get to explore these functional movements. Again, we make sure that we don't put you in a place where you could get injured or that you're going to fail. And then from there, we can then make an even better recommendation and say, let's continue. Maybe you say, hey, I love working out at home. Or you say, hey, I hate working out at home. I want to go join a gym. We can help you there too. So those are my recommendations. We want to try to do something daily if we can. Again, we want to hit that 150-minute mark. And for us, it's a minimum of 2 days a week of strength training, with the other days being cardio stuff that you can do on your own or that you can do in your own home.
Well, Brendan, you hit me with your snowball.
Okay, good.
I'm ready to get mine rolling downhill a little more than it is now.
Yep.
I'm glad this is a podcast because I want to re-listen to that whole motivational speech that you gave over and over again, because it's achievable. The nice thing about your approach is there are places that say, you know, you're going to do this 100 times and go do it. But this is achievable, and you're still striving for those amazing results. So thanks for sharing all this. It is inspirational. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Dan.
Can we switch gears a little bit and get to know Brendan a little better? I'm going to shoot some rapid fire questions, put you on the hot seat.
All right. I'm ready.
What are you currently watching or listening to?
I'm listening to Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Order. I'm also listening to The Wizard and the Prophet. Both on Audible.
What is The Wizard and the Prophet?
So it's a it's a conversation between two scientists that the Earth's population will reach 10 billion. And one scientist is fighting for, we can figure it out. And the other one says, that's going to lead us down a direction that we don't want to go down. So it's these two scientists looking at it from two different views. And what I like about it is, as you start to go, you get to start to formulate your own thought processes. Can the world support 10 billion people? Yes or no?
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. Okay, Brendan, what's your guilty pleasure?
Ice cream and barbecue sauce.
Together at the same time?
No.
Okay, good. I was really worried about that.
That would be a whole new level. No. I will never give up ice cream and I will never give up barbecue sauce.
What's one thing you do every day to stay healthy?
I exercise 30 minutes a day. And I don't think the word exercise is correct. I move something 30 minutes a day. So either that's, I go for a walk with the dog, or I train in my gym here. But I always do something for 30 minutes.
Brendan, it was wonderful to have you.
Thanks for having me on, Dan. I appreciate you.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
Take care.
Anyone 18 or over in the United States can be a Crossover Health member. At Crossover, you stay connected to a care team that works together and gets to know you over time. A doctor, a nurse, a mental health expert, a physical therapist, a chiropractor, a health coach, a fitness coach, and a care navigator. Go to crossoverhealth.com to join the healthcare revolution. If you like our podcast, please follow or subscribe and leave a review. If you have a topic you want us to explore, let us know on Facebook or Instagram @CrossoverHealth. Until next time, be well.